Now, that was talking about the file compression, where we're making the file smaller, as it were, in order to broadcast a better quality one. Going back to what we were talking about earlier with audio compression, Gerald McMullen on Facebook asks, why is it that some stations become tiring to listen to after even a short period of time? And he points out that his daughter can happily listen to Radio 1 for hours, but he can't listen to it for very long at all.
It's all to do with the amount of compression and the type of compression that is put into the signal. As I said earlier, audio processors nowadays are very clever devices, multi-band devices, so they chop up the audio spectrum into different chunks and they process them separately. And you can put an amount of basic compression in, and you can add clipping. Clipping in moderation is fine because it adds intelligibility. In fact, the old telephone system used to have lots and lots of clipping on it, which made it nice and easy for people to understand what was being said, even on a really crackly, horrible line.
This is where, if you've got a wave, you're literally just chopping the top off the wave, isn't it, to make it a bit quieter?
Exactly that. Now, that in moderation is fine, but it can be quite tiring after quite a short period of time, normally around about 5 to 10 minutes. Some people start to notice the clipping effects in the audio processing that's used. And unfortunately, a lot of broadcasters, when they put the audio compression in, do it for an instantaneous reaction to listeners who perhaps are just tuning down the dial. They find their radio station and they think, wow, that's loud, that's very impressive, I'm going to hang on in there for a bit. That's all well and good. But very quickly, this fatiguing effect can take over and it affects some people more than others. And that's a strange thing, that you might find one person doesn't notice the fatiguing effects, but other people find it really, really distracting and disturbing and want to tune away very quickly.
Thank you very much, John Adamson. He's the BBC production editor for London and the South East and known as the Digital Doctor. He answered a lot more questions for you, which we've actually published as a special edition podcast. If you go to nakedscientist.com/specials or look us up on iTunes, the specials feed, you can find the additional podcast with all of the extra questions about digital and analogue radio answered there.